I would try to get Sparkman to call a little meeting and have a hearing on him and do whatever's necessary to try to put him in a place where he could get up there. When they open the early part of the week, they're going to have a bunch of foreign ministers there.
Sure.
And I wanted to get your reaction to it and see if you'd ever heard of the fella and what you knew about him and whether you would help us or not.
I know, Rush. He's got a very fine dot of hat, too.
Yeah.
And he's all right to me, Len.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's all right. You want to appoint him. And besides, he represents you anyway there in the State Department. And Dean's going to be around.
Yeah.
I realize he hasn't had the practical experience, but at the same time, he's all right to me.
Yeah. Well, I have talked to the folks here. McCloy has had some official, Black has had some. Neither of them, though, are available, but they tell me that Wiggins is pretty much of an expert on world affairs and is real steady, and he's got a good deputy that's a career man, and that they think that he'd be a pretty good image for everybody. He's not a partisan, and he's certainly not a Johnson man.
Well, his heart's in the right place.
That's right.
Well, it's all right.
Okay, if you think it's all right, I'll get the checks made, and I'll be in touch with you later.
It's all right with me. Now, I've got several dates up here in the next 4 or 5 days, if necessary. Of course, I could go back, but I don't think it'll be necessary.
Well, if it's necessary, I'd send a plane up there for you, but you could call John. You could call John Sparkman if tell him how you feel about it. But I'll let you know, or let your secretary know, or I'll let your administrative assistant know, whether I decide to do it or not, and then you, if I don't mind, I'd appreciate your calling John Sparkman, whoever's chairman, and tell him how you feel, because we have to have a hearing maybe tomorrow or next day.
All right.
Thank you.
I'll do it.
Right.
Okay.
All right.